Allsworth Sayings. Question time review. Question time. The 8th of May, 2026. The panel, Peter Kyle, Labour. Kevin Hollenrake, Conservative. Robert Jenrick, Reform UK. Dave Dugan, SNP. Liz Savile-Roberts, Clyde Cymru. Rachel Millward, Greens. Josh Barbarinde, Lib Dems. Piers Morgan, broadcaster. The venue, London. An unprecedented 8 panellists suggests that each of them will have limited time to speak, given introductions, LaBruce's interruptions, whooping noises and seal claps. Not necessarily a bad thing. Despite anti-Semitism being one of this week's major topics, especially after the stabbings in Golders Green, the Asian elephant not in the room of the expanded inclusive multi-party panel is the so-called pro-Palestine independence, i.e. our very own domestic Hamas Hezbollah. If puffins think they're not significant, think again. In Pendle, others won more of the seats contested than any other party. In Burnley, Reform won 12 seats and others 10. In Blackburn with Darren, Labour won 20 seats and others 17. And as for inner city Birmingham, disingenuously, the papers report that Labour held Manchester because of the popularity of Andy Burnham. However, only 32 of the council's seats were being contested, and Labour lost 24 of them, with the lion's share going to the Hamas Hezbollah Light Party, also known as the Greens. Interesting days, made all the more interesting by the BBC's use of limited time on tonight's Question Time programme. Curious? Read on. Question 1. Lindsay asked, can Keir Starmer survive these results? Jenrick, these elections wouldn't have happened if Farage hadn't taken the government to court and made them happen. Now we see why they tried to stop you from having your vote. This is the beginning of the end for the two old parties who have let you down over many years. We're led by a lame duck government and Prime Minister. Robert called for a general election. All to silence from the BBC audience. Of course he should go. This is a shambles, began Mr. Moron. He asked how many people felt better off under Labour. Another silence. Broken promises and U-turns on an unprecedented level. Shambolic. Reform prospers because Labour and the Tories are useless. Reform's new responsibilities, however, will produce problems for them, starting with what Penis referred to as a £5 million bung from a crypto businessman based in Thailand. Lots of applause from that carefully selected London BBC audience. Piers Stephen O'Meara Pugh Morgan, not his real name, Penis Moron, was educated at the £28,000 a year Cumnor House, Sussex, and is a journalism graduate of Harlow College. Mr. Moron's scandals are numerous, from insider dealing via his newspaper's stock market tips page to printing fake news about the army beating Iraqis. As for Robert Jenrick, first elected Conservative MP for Newark in 2014, he has served in government roles, including Housing Secretary and Immigration Minister, and once ran for party leader. In 2026, he defected to Reform UK. Peter Kyle didn't deny a Labour catastrophe. People wanted us to halt a Tory decline, but that has yet to be seen by the voters. He's going to build runways and reservoirs, the benefits of which cannot be seen yet. A young lady in the audience complained about student loans. She was allowed to monologue because of her speech impediment, eating into, thankfully, the meagre panellist time allowance. Dave Dugan, SNP MP for Angus and Perthshire Glens and a former aircraft engineer, mentioned the unforgivable and unfathomable appointment of Peter Mandelson. Starmer has zero understanding of ordinary people. Westminster isn't working, or if it is, just in the interests of Westminster. Rather than Rachel Reeves, he referred to Angela Rayner as the Chancellor wrecking the economy. LaBruce failed to correct him, presumably because, like the rest of us, she wasn't listening. Over to the Welsh. Liz Savile Roberts was dressed as if a well-meaning maiden aunt who's just discovered a spaceship outside an Edwardian orangery in a John Pertwee Doctor Who. From inside a billowing white blouse and matronly black waistcoat, she scolded that Wales prefers devolution to independence. The hope for the future is further devolution, a better devolution deal, no doubt involving more money being mugged from the English taxpayer. Liz is a London-born Clyde Cymru MP for Dyffryn Merionwyd. She studied languages at Aberystwyth University before becoming a teacher. Liz's mother, Nancy, was a scientist, holding a doctorate in organic chemistry, who taught herself Russian and Welsh. Cousin Jenny, a Royal Academician, is an Oxfordshire-based degenerate artist whose depictions of the God-given beauty of the naked form look like this. And this. Surviving not for long, began Kevin Hollinrake. Keir Starmer's judgment is terrible, e.g. the Mandelson appointment and the Chagos Islands, and much more. He's not up to the job. Your government were an abject failure too, interrupted Pearce. Kevin Hollinrake is the Conservative Member of Parliament for Thirsk and Moulton. He studied physics at Sheffield Polytechnic, but dropped out before completing his course to enter the insurance industry. Moving into business, the 61-year-old co-founded the York-based Hunters Estate Agency, which has grown to be one of the largest independent networks of sales and lettings agents in the UK. Canny Kevin declares in his parliamentary members' list of interests that he rents out 5 properties, while elsewhere in the small print, you pay his rental expenses for a second home near Parliament. As with last week, and no doubt next week, LaBruce preferred to talk about Farage's gift from a Thailand-based cryptocurrency businessman. The panel began obsessing about Farage's security costs rather than local election results. Another young audience member complained about student loans. Question 2, which was supposed to be about local election results, referred to a nation more divided than ever. Rachel saw the divide as being one of wealth. 50 families have more wealth than tens of millions of people. She saw this inequality as being divisive, rather than the Greens' appeasement of Muslims to wrest their block vote from Labour. LaBruce picked up on Green candidates doing the opposite of uniting. Quotes of them included Zionists fund Tommy Robinson, Jews being referred to as cockroaches, and the October the 7th killings being an inside job. Rachel is looking at it. Piers referenced the Golders Green stabbings and the heroic police officers criticised by Zach Polanski, not his real name. A theme emerges. Valuable time taken up by the BBC to bash the insurgency parties. Rachel Millward is an Oxford theology graduate, also qualified in gender and development by the African Gender Institute at the University of Cape Town. Privately educated, the 49-year-old is a media arts type, elected to Wealden District Council in 2021 and currently the deputy leader of the Green Party of England and Wales. On the programme only last week, puffins might wonder why Tolerance Green's deputy leader, Mohsin Ali, wasn't invited onto the show, or better still, his photogenic wife. Piers called Zelansky, not his real name, a weird chap. Not least on account of his breast enlargement hypnosis and a claim that women have penises. Oh, Piers, gasped Rachel. Tranny alert. Do you think, like Zach Polanski, that women have penises? Asked Penis. The trans community are treated appallingly, wailed Rachel. The pair of them called each other ridiculous. LaBruce's list of reform candidate misdemeanours was too long to read out, but off she set anyway. Quoting social media encouraging bricks to be thrown at police defending mosques and claims Islam is like a cancer. Again, the BBC theme emerges, one based upon using the time available to defend the old parties against the insurgents. LeBruce's next carefully prepared line before a carefully selected London audience regarded reform putting illegal immigrants into green constituencies. "The green policy is one of no borders," began Jenrick, as instructed and rehearsed. The uniparty panellists remained silent, not having spoken yet in the second half of the programme. Josh was invited to have his say. "You sound a nasty piece of work, Robert." He invented a Liberal Democrat landslide and then said, "Thatcher!" Josh Barbarinde, not his real name, Joshua Thomas Adarelle Barbarinde OBE, is a graduate of the London School of Economics with a degree in government. A social entrepreneur, Josh is engaged in endless non-jobs in politics and the third sector. For instance, youth intervention worker, policy assistant, community engagement consultant, social innovation fellow. Of Nigerian descent, he is the Lib Dem MP for Eastbourne, the party's president, parliamentary spokesman on justice, and has a partner called Connor. An audience member was allowed to make all kinds of allegations against senior reformers while unchallenged by LeBruce. More applause from the carefully chosen. Peter Kyle and Kevin Hollinrake were allowed the final say. Kyle bashed reform and the Greens. The gay Labour MP for Hove and Portslade, after graduating from the University of Sussex in Human Geography, International Development and Environmental Studies, Peter Kyle toured non-jobs in charity, promotional and advisory before entering Parliament in 2015. Besides being a one-time Shadow Minister for Schools, LGBT Peter's concern for the young has also led him to chair a Brighton College, be chief executive of Working for Youth, hold a position at the Body Shop Foundation's Children on the Edge project, and promote for the Vile Stonewall organisation. As ever, the voters are wrong and should be flocking to his wide-open centre ground. Kevin was allowed the last word. He'd been scripted a quote from Napoleon, that general who kept on losing. They are clueless.